When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, everyone. What's up? It is me, LeRae.
What's up, guys? It's Noah.
See, let's try that again. That energy was very low. Let's try that again. Hey, you guys. What's up? It is me, LeRae.
What's up, guys? It's Noah.
Thank you. That's better. Noah?
Yeah.
So Noah was just talking about his heart hurts. You want to elaborate before you pass out and die and then I'm just left here with nothing?
Yeah, no. I genuinely feel like there's something wrong in there. And it's not like this isn't like a cheesy intro of like... I'm just missing something in my heart, and then introduce our guest, you know?
Oh my God.
No, it's like genuinely.
Where's my Red Bull?
Hurts. Like, I think I did something to my heart. But it's like, it started off my chest like 5 days ago. I don't know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And I don't remember anything like strenuous on like my chest area.
Strenuous?
Yeah.
It's a big word. What does that mean?
It's not that big.
I've never heard that word before. But I also grew up in Compton, so I don't know a lot of words besides bitch and fuck. So.
Right. Well, I don't remember doing anything to hurt or that it was like...
Hold on, I'm looking up strenuous. How do you spell that?
S-T-R-E-N.
I got it. Strenuous. Because I think that word...
It's like...
Requiring or using great exertion. How the fuck did you learn this word? Like, did you just...
School. I don't know. Like, what do you mean?
Okay.
Life?
Okay. I forgot you went to college. My bad. I didn't make it that far. Sorry.
No, but anyways, like I don't remember doing anything that caused any kind of pain to it.
Mm-hmm.
Just one day, it just started hurting, and then it hasn't left for like, and I haven't worked out because of it.
Do you feel lazy?
No, it's not empty. I feel like shit because I haven't worked out, and it's like,
my bad.
No, it's
calm down.
It's okay. I have fucking rage right now. I need to get it out in the gym. You know?
Yeah. Punch me in the face. Yeah. Go for it. You want water?
No, I've been drinking tons of water. I was like, maybe it's clogged up or something. God. Maybe like
men always want to be victims. I mean, yeah, literally, like my heart hurts too. You know, it's hard out here in these streets. It's just being gay. Sorry, I wanted to be a victim too.
My bad. Have you been? We haven't spoken in a while.
I know you ghosted me again.
We literally recorded last week.
Yeah, and it's
and
been a
we
week since...
FaceTimed last night. Did we not?
No, we didn't.
You called me on FaceTime
and
I answered.
I was calling you to check on you, and then you know what happened? It was just like kept ignoring the call.
No, I literally wasn't getting... You saw when I answered. You saw when I answered. It literally just buffered out. And I was like, I can't hear you.
Okay. Oh, that is true. That is true. I
tried answering, and you literally said, why is your Wi-Fi ghetto?
Because you were in a big-ass house. I don't understand rich people. They don't have water or Wi-Fi, but they have nice cars. It doesn't make sense to me. Bitch.
I have a...
Little huddy.
My car?
Water is his fountain outside. I know he like goes to the scoop. Scooping water. He got a well, bitch. Oh my God.
They're all just showering in the fountain.
Not showering in the fountain. What's like, wait, you were in New York.
I was just in New York
what
yesterday.
What were you in New York for? I'm so curious.
I got back yesterday. I was in New York for the Polo or the Ralph Lauren fashion show.
You're so famous. Oh my God.
It was fun. It was really cool. I love Ralph Lauren. It's so just like gent, you know? I feel like I'm in Kingsman.
Ooh. You look like a king. I saw your post.
No, not a king. Have you seen the movie Kingsman?
No, I've seen Game of Thrones.
Okay, king, different right? vibes, but like kind of on... No, you missed the mark there a lot, actually. There's like... Game of Thrones isn't very like gentleman-like, you know? I don't see any inspiration from Game of Thrones in Ralph Lauren collection.
Oh, I thought I was giving King Joffrey, but...
No. I just felt very classy, you know?
You did look classy.
It was a very classy event.
Did you meet anybody cool? Did you see any celebrities?
Yeah.
Who'd you meet?
I met...
You have such a pretty nose. Oh my God.
Thank you.
You look like Madison Beer right now. That's Madison Tequila.
I got to see... this was my first time meeting him, but he's just a great guy. Henry Golding. Do you know who that is?
No.
It sounds familiar, no?
No.
No? Okay. Well, he plays Snake Eyes. And he was in Crazy Rich Asians.
No.
Wow.
Yeah. Sorry. You looked at me like
I'm some grass. Like, you need to go out.
What see do you a movie. Mean?
Like,
I do see a movie. I'm sorry, I'm not fucking watching Crazy Rich Asians. What are you, a 30-year-old mom?
It's a good movie.
Yeah, what?
Who else?
What is Henry? Probably not smart. Let me guess. Henry is the guy who makes Polo, basically.
No, Ralph Lauren is who makes Polo Ralph Lauren.
I shop at Urban
Outfitters. He was there.
I don't really know much. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. You're
I'm
good.
Trying my hardest.
Weren't you just in Prada? Weren't you just in Milan with me?
And I didn't know who Mother Prada was until that day.
Mother Prada.
So I guess we're both just learning things today, aren't we?
No, I'm not learning anything. You haven't... should I learn?
I feel like
teach me something.
This entire first 10 minutes, usually we have like conversations to talk about, but I feel attacked.
Why do you feel attacked?
I don't know. I just feel super attacked right now.
Okay.
And I don't know if it's just...
Pivot. Change the narrative. What do you want to talk about?
Threw me for a curveball there.
TikTok for you. Do you have fun with it? Like, do you enjoy TikTok anymore?
Because
there was a time where you did, right? Like, of course.
No, I thought TikTok... I used it as... I always trolled on TikTok. Like, every time I posted something, like, I would never post serious shit. Like, besides being in the hype house. Like, I used to post, like, dancing and stuff. But that was just because I thought it was funny and silly. But no, I don't really... care for it. I post whenever I feel like it.
Okay.
And I go on the app.
I do notice that. Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have like any, you don't feel like any kind of obligation to post.
No, because my main focus isn't TikTok. It's YouTube. But like,
like you post on YouTube whenever you want, right?
Yeah. Just because I don't want to go mentally insane and then end up dying.
Right. No, it is a lot like constantly feeling like, oh my God, like I have to post it. I have to post it. Yeah. And it's like.
And I feel bad for creators who believe in the, whatever everyone says, like, you have to post every weekend or you have to post on TikTok, like, 3 times a day. Bitches who sit down and do 3 TikTok dances a day, y'all are fucking crazy. I don't know how y'all do that, but I applaud you because I could never sit down, learn 4 different dances, and then go on TikTok and talking about some, like, cannibal, I'll eat you up. Bitch, 3 times a day you're doing dances? That's cardio.
That is cardio. Workout.
So but I don't believe in the algorithm, honestly. I feel like a lot of people are like, oh, I'm shadow banned. I don't even know what that means. Do you believe in shadow banning?
It's tricky because I'm one of those that posts 3-4 times a day and like feels the obligation.
I'm sorry.
You were coming at me so hard.
I mean, well, shit. Go touch some fucking grass, loser, and start posting on TikTok. What? I'm just kidding.
I don't know if shadow ban's a real thing. I don't know even know how it became. I don't know where that term came from. But I feel like the algorithm does. I don't know. I'm trying to sound like I know the whole. I don't know the secret code. Like I literally just post videos and they.
I used to. So what's so funny?
Do what
and
they do.
I used to be friends with this TikTok kid.
Like some do well, some do well,
and,
some do bad. Like I was just saying, there's no like secret code. Like I don't have like a secret formula. Some do bad, some do well.
Well, yeah, I feel like that's for everything. I feel like a lot of creators think that every post is going to be a banger,
right?
And that's not true at all because. It's just not how like life works in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
For me, like if a video does bad, I'll leave it up and I really won't care just because like there's been times where a video does bad and then a video does good. But I kind of started this entire thing by just posting because I wanted to. So like I had the mentality of like, oh, whatever. Like if people watch it, they watch it. And some people started this with like the mentality of wanting to be famous.
Right.
So the people who started that with that mentality obviously are going to be complaining about being shadow banned and you know, trying really hard to get an FYP when it's not, it's going to really ruin someone's mental health. And I've had friends who like, bitch, I'm talking like
Breakdowns.
Britney Spears, shaving your head, like about to like drive
would do anything
the
for a view, no?
Because they didn't hit the FYP. And I'm just like, guys, it's okay. Let's go to the beach.
Get a
grip. Get off of TikTok. Go on Triller. You got a better chance there.
It's funny because I'll be on Twitter.
Triller?
Twitter.
Triller.
So I'll be on Twitter and...
Twitter.
And I'll just be like scrolling. And then all of a sudden, like some of my fans will comment like, we'll just tweet like, I love Noah's Trillers so much. They're so comforting. And it's
see,
like, on Triller, I do the most like... I mean, I guess it is different from my other content because I'll literally just go on Triller and be like, Triller! Like, what's up, Triller? It's anytime throughout the day. Mm-hmm. And I'll just like talk to the camera for like 45 seconds of like, this is what I'm doing. This is what I got for the rest of the day. Mm-hmm. Hope you guys are great. Stay hydrated. Get some sun, and then, like...
I think I'm multitating.
Bye.
I'm sorry. Continue. I'm so sorry.
No, that was it. That was it. No,
oh, I saw you film Trillers. I love your content.
It's easy.
So cute.
It's fun.
Like, it's actually...
fun.
It's wholesome.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah,
aw, yeah. Like Noah.
Yeah.
But just and it's like fun. I guess I'm just scared of them.
They put on great events. They do.
I bet they do.
Great events.
I bet they do.
Why did I just get a notification that Vinny Hacker just posted on the Vinny Hacker story on Snapchat?
I don't know.
I don't have his notifications on. Don't get flattered out there.
What happened?
Hey, he looks good though. He looks cute. Look at him. Look at him.
He's such a light
skin. Is he in our podcast studio?
Is he?
Is he?
Is he?
Vinny Hacker posted on Larry's story.
If he posted my story, I would delete my Snapchat.
I don't think you would. I think you're bluffing. Vinny, do it.
Say I won't.
You won't delete your Snapchat.
I've been looking for a reason to delete Snapchat, didn't you?
Okay, what do you want to talk about for the next few minutes?
I don't know. I just
wait. Have you been? Have you been going to the gym? Have you been? How's your mental?
I'm really good. I feel like I'm the happiest I've ever been.
Actually,
yeah. Me and Bremen and Quinlan had a long talk in my bedroom.
There it is. Delete it.
He's bluffing. I'm not gonna give him the attention.
He called your bluff.
For. I'm so shook that he did. I didn't think he actually had that.
Of course you would.
Of course.
Of course you would.
Uncle Josh.
Uncle Josh.
But I've been like the happiest I've ever been. I feel
you,
like,
Bremen and Quinn. What did you
guys
do?
Yeah, we had Bremen and Quinn came to my house and we basically just sat and talked for like 45 minutes about, like, I guess, you know, their spiritual healing and stuff. And they were trying to explain to me how I kind of need to put my energy into myself because I'm technically a fixer. Because I'm a Cancer. And I tend to put everyone in front of me and try to help everybody else before myself. And I've done that my whole entire life. So now I've been really focused on myself and just, I haven't left my house in the past 2 weeks. And I've been playing Valorant with some friends, some gamer friends. Yeah. And it's so fun. Like, I don't know, you can literally, Twitch streamers are weird. They like will party on Discord. Like, you know, like friends will go to like somebody's house and like, drink and like hang out. No, these bitches do it on Discord.
What does that even mean?
Like, they'll like drink on Discord and like hang out on Discord, like video chatting. When I first started, I was like, y'all, this is like,
well, I mean, if you're scattered across the world, I feel like that makes sense.
No, that's kind they're of all in the same city.
They're all in LA. Hey.
No, they're all literally in the same place sometimes. And I'm just like, guys, we can all just come to my house. But no, they're like, it's like, I get it, though. I get the hype.
Yeah.
I get the hype. And it was fun. But yeah, I've just been saying to myself and living life, breathing air. Mm. I know somehow we're going to get there and feel so wonderful. Dun, dun, dun. Okay, Vinny Hacker, come out now.
No intro.
Honestly, just get in here.
Vinny Hacker, everyone.
Vinny Hacker. I feel like I'm on my For You page. It's scaring me. Oh my god. Hello, Vinti Haka. Vincent.
Yes.
I don't believe your name's Hacker. Or your last name's Hacker. I don't believe it. I feel like you're lying to the internet.
It's a good name.
It's a great name.
Mr. Hacker. But like think about that. Like, why Hacker? Why would I pick Hacker out of all of them if it wasn't?
That's a good point.
No, because you're a streamer and you know how like gamers they pull like they're like George not found or like Dream something, Vinny Hacker, because like I see you. Well, I'm reading across your bullshit.
My last name's been Hacker, you know? It's just been there.
Do you believe him?
Yes. I don't feel like I don't have any reason not to.
Okay. You know, I think it's just an amazing, you know, like, last
Ray?
Name.
You know how like Ray, people add that, like Addison Ray? Do you know that's not her last name?
It's not her last name?
No.
What's her last name?
Easterling.
That's her last name?
Yeah, Addison Easterling.
That's such a pretty last name. Why does she go with Addison? Oh.
Addison Ray sounds famous.
Such a long-ass last name. Wait, that's my
so name. There's so many people that add Ray to the end of it.
I really thought I've been calling. Oh, I feel bamboozled.
I just found that out. That's why I'm just bringing it up, because I literally found that out. Like,
is your last name really Beck?
Beck, no, yeah, Beck's real.
Don't Beck's real? That's
yeah, Beck, Beck. Beck is real.
Beck is real.
My last name Beck.
Calm down.
Comma is real.
You're being hostile. Vinny's getting scared. Right, Vinny. Anyways, so Vinny. Mm-hmm. I have so many questions.
We didn't even like introduce. I feel like he doesn't need one.
Vinny, but if you want to, introduce yourself, please.
For people that don't know you, how would you introduce yourself?
I don't introduce myself to anybody.
Nice.
I kind of just show up, and then I'm like, you know, actually, I like introducing myself as other people when I go to like parties and stuff.
Really?
Have you ever used Larry?
You
stop him, Larry.
No, I don't think I have. But I've used like random like names that aren't even like real.
Oh,
he's like Bartholomew.
What?
What?
Like, just gonna introduce myself as my gamer tag.
No, like I think a few weeks ago I introduced myself as like my biology teacher sophomore year.
Nice.
That's actually that's a pretty good one. Smart.
Yeah.
I used to do the same thing where I would go to, like, when I would meet new people, I like to, I don't consider this white lying, but I would like to give, like, a British accent and say that I'm from, like, London. I used to do it so much. It was a bad thing where I would pretend to be somebody else.
Yeah. I told my Uber one time that I was an underground fight club.
I could see that. I could literally see that for you. You look like the type of person that would be.
He believed me.
Oh, for sure.
You I'm pretty sure he believed me. Like, I was going on. I was going into detail about it.
Such I mean, you technically lie. Were. Like, you did fight, but not underground.
But, you know, for some people, it could be underground.
That is true.
Well, I mean, it's such an odd lie. Like, why would you not could believe it? That? If you met a random stranger and they're just, like, saying that they fight, like, you're not going to be like, no, you don't.
Yeah.
Like... Come on. Come and then they start going into detail.
Really? No, you don't.
No,
yeah,
you don't. Because
then if you say no, then you're like stepping up to him. And then what if he's actually in an underground fight club and he beats you up? And it's like,
yeah. Then what are you going to do about it?
Well, I also
you
might as well that, just go along. I also with tell it. Him that I make like millions off of it.
That, that's like where it gets in
cash because of underground fighting.
Okay. That's where I could get that, a little,
that's where,
little,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
A little slippery.
But I mean, the dude looked like he just sounded like he was so interested in it that I feel like he could have believed in anything. Like, I could have told him that was our first man on the moon and he would have believed me.
Mm. I got my notes. I have to pull out my note. Are you on your new phone case? Right now?
New really? Case?
Who are you texting?
New case?
I should be like your teacher. Read your last text.
Did you get a new case?
Who was right my now? Last text?
Who's your last
I
text?
I like your new case.
Read it out loud.
Like me to text or somebody, the last thing somebody texted me.
You're crazy. I'm talking to Biddy.
Okay.
But thank you so much. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry for not giving you the attention you
were. I'll never compliment you again.
Hi, Vinny. I'm sorry that I was interrupted.
It's okay. Just don't do it again.
Okay. Put me in my fucking place.
No, are you talking like the last thing somebody texted me or the last thing I texted somebody?
The last thing you texted somebody or the last person you just texted?
Let me see. I'll give you the honest truth right here.
He's like Michelle Obama. Me
slay. Just sending somebody a file count? I don't think you want to hear that.
That sounds pretty.
Just a contract to your underground.
Oh, I sent. No, I can't say that. I can't say that.
You're such a mysterious person. Shit's getting
what's,
weird.
What questions do you have for me?
Oh,
today.
How are you? First of all.
Oh, I'm so good.
You're doing good.
Good one.
Doing good. But I feel like no.
Really grilling him.
No, these questions are gonna get to the root of your persona.
Okay.
Because you're super mysterious.
Yeah.
Like, you're probably the most mysterious people I've ever seen online. Like, online. Okay. It scares me.
Okay.
But, you just are.
Okay.
But, like, you know, you're just really weird.
Keep going.
I like no, like, going. How are you, though? Like, you didn't get into depth. Like, are you doing good?
Yeah.
Are you sure? I follow your Twitter. And also, I'm in your Discord, so I get notified when you tweet.
There's a...
It's weird.
There's a lot.
It's really weird. I'm not kidding.
There's a lot of, like... You know where those moments where you're like, dude, I feel great today, and then it hits like a certain like time and you're just like,
I want to die.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, what was this? What was
just
that
like
emanating?
Him sending my tweet him out.
Ah, okay.
I think the last tweet that I saw from you tweeted something like, you're like, why do rich boys rent Lamborghini Urus?
No, I said, saw that no, one. No, no, no. I said, I love it when people flaunt rented Lamborghinis, and then somebody like actually like put there's like I took like a picture in like high school of me like
and
I
posted
a Lamborghini and I was like fuck, damn it, but like I didn't rent it, it was my buddy's, so it's different, you know.
Your buddy had a Lambo
in high school
he wasn't in high school, he was in college.
Oh. You were friends with college kids. Oh. Damn, you're fucking
yeah
cool.
I was like super sick.
No, you're so fucking raw.
I still ride that wave too. I'm like peak high school.
Are you wait, you know, when did you graduate?
2020.
So technically, you'd be a freshman year in college?
No.
Sophomore. I don't know how the thing works, guys. Sophomore. I'm sorry. No, I'm new here, guys. Well, I mean, would you, if you weren't doing this now, would you be in college or would you be doing something else? Because I could see you doing some crazy shit.
Yeah. What did you want to do? Like, because you played baseball. Did you want
to? I did want to play baseball. I was waiting. I was like, depending on like my senior season.
Okay.
But then we didn't play a single game. Like, because I wasn't like insanely good at baseball, but I was like decent at it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe enough to hopefully like go somewhere for it, but I like didn't even have like a single. We had every single practice,
yeah,
up until the last practice before our first game, and then they were like, "Nah, COVID."
What position were you in baseball?
That's so annoying.
I just played anywhere in the outfield. Okay. So,
were you good at hitting? Because
when I played, I was decent. Really... Yeah, I think. I mean, I hit like 400, I think, or something. Like
I don't know what that means. Is that like...
That's solid.
That's that far?
No, it's like...
Is that like home
like batting average?
The batting average, yeah. So like how many times I put the ball into play, basically.
You're speaking dog language to me. I don't know what you're saying.
My fault.
It's okay.
Not for sure. Wait, so other than baseball, like if baseball didn't work out, what was going to be your career?
I wanted to go to college for fire science at one point. And I also wanted to go for computer science at one point. I didn't know. I was kind of just like, I was so like dependent on, I guess I wasn't dependent on anything. I just couldn't really make up my mind. I was like, I'm gonna get these college apps done.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to get them done. And I was like, no, I'm not.
Interesting.
And I kind of fell into the moving out to LA.
Crazy.
2 days after
when
I turned 18.
When you were like in high school and stuff, did you have followers at the time or no?
Yeah. I think I had like 800K when I left for LA.
What grade was that? Senior?
Senior year. That was like, I would have been a freshman in college.
Holy shit.
You know, we FaceTimed before we both came out to LA.
Mm-hmm. Is that actually true?
We met on a FaceTime.
What was your first impressions of each other, your first time meeting?
I watched his content for like inspo, honestly. Like there was like a few guys that where I was like, lacking inspiration, I just watched like their videos and I was like,
what's so funny is that I did the same thing. So when I would like back then when I was like,
I guess those thirst traps that you were saying that weren't inspiring as like a joke.
They inspired me. Yeah, they're very. Yeah, he's an inspiration.
Me. Yeah,
because so when I like need to do like a green screen video with like text and stuff, I'm like looking for audios to use just that are like super like just casual audios. So I'll go to your page because your audios are always just like the most simplest audios I've ever heard in my entire life.
It's how we rock. Fucking,
you're the blueprint. I see you.
It's how we rock.
Mm. What are your first impressions of me, guys? Let's hype me up.
When did I meet you? Where did I meet you? In your dreams. Stop.
No, seriously. What was your first? You already told me your first impression of me. You said that you thought I was the coolest person ever. You honestly were like,
I wanted to beat your ass.
I did say that.
I wanted to eat your ass, Larry.
Wow.
First impression, I was just like, damn it. But I can't. Because I want to beat your ass, too.
You sure you want to beat my ass right now? Look what I got up. Yeah.
I can't. I don't know.
I'm black. You can't beat my ass. What the fuck? You know what? No, seriously, Vinny. Come on.
How long is this podcast?
Yeah. Seriously, what was your first impression of me?
I'm trying to think.
I think
I can't remember like
I remember
where we met.
When we met when I first went to Tati's. No. You were living with Keo, and
did you come over to the house?
Oh my god, I forgot that era.
It was with. The house with that Keo's dog and it would piss everywhere.
Did you come to the house?
Mm-hmm. Thing's a horse now.
Was it for a photo shoot?
Yeah. And that's why I don't remember. Honestly, don't remember. Couldn't tell you.
I think my first impressions for everybody are kind of like just good first impressions like every single time because I kind of like, I don't talk to them much. Mm-hmm. But when I do, like I just talk to them for like 10 seconds. I probably talked to you like maybe like gave you like 2 words and you gave me 2 words back. So I think
I think it was more than that. I feel like we had a full conversation.
We might have.
But
anybody that has a full conversation with me though, and like actually talks to me, is like makes a good impression off me. I'm like, oh, this person's chill.
100%. Just sometimes when I was talking to you, I didn't know you were so sarcastic. When I saw your content before meeting you, I thought you were gonna be like just like every other boy. Like,
why'd you point at me?
I was spacing off. I just saw a hand come my way.
Just every time I meet, they're just so normal. Like they are so fucking normal. Like the most normal white boy, just super chill, just straight to the point. But you were so trolly and just so sarcastic that I couldn't go to conversation because I'd be like, how are you? Then you go, you want to hit me right now? Out of nowhere, I'm like, what? So it threw me off for a loop. But I feel out of all the TikTok boys that I've met, or just in general, all the content creator boys, you're the most, I guess, coolest in a sense because you edit, which is so dope because I edit as well. And I don't think I've met any other social media creator. Thirst trap? What do we want me to call you? I don't want to call you a thirst trapper. I think you're more than that.
I mean, like, I've been called thirst trapper. I've been called.
You're not a thirst trapper, though. You're more than that. I see the passion behind it. And keep going.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
But yeah, what do you use to edit, first of all?
What's that?
What do you use to edit?
Sony Vegas. I've been using it since I was 12. My parents got it for me little laptop that could not run Sony Vegas for shit. And it was like probably like, my laptop was probably like that big.
Was it the school computer ones?
Yeah. Oh my literally.
God. And you edited on Sony Vegas? Yeah, I know that shit was lagging.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I could I was making like edits for Vine. So they were only like 6 seconds.
You're a Vine editor?
Yeah.
Like anime or just like?
No, I did sports edits back then, and then I got into anime at it's like probably like a year later.
It's kind of dope. I mean,
I'm so shook. Who are you?
I know nothing about.
I swear to God, who are you? You literally you live like three different lives, and I'm like, this body, sports edits, like of people throwing the ball and catching it, and it's like in slow mo, and it's
an explosion not when he catches it.
So wait, what do you edit now? Do you edit yourself? Like,
hell no, that would be so weird. Imagine going on my computer and somebody's like, "Oh, what's this file?" And they click on it. It's just like transitions of me, and it's like,
you know, what you should do for a video.
Huh?
This is honestly a genius YouTube video idea for you. You should make a fan account for yourself and go into your fandom and just like start making edits for yourself and just like troll your entire fandom and then
or just reveal on myself.
Honestly, that one too. What do they call like when it's like a versus people?
Death threats.
What'd you say? Have you seen those edits where like they're it's like and it's like versus people. Like I guess like it's a picture of us and they like cross you out and then it's like transition. It's me looking like fucking sexy and hot and my asshole's out.
Yeah.
You seen those?
That was my favorite.
Wait, I feel like you like some. I saw one of me and you and it was very mean. Oh my God.
Wait, mean in what way?
They crossed me out, and it was just a video of you, like, at Ami Paris getting paparazzi.
He's just so much cooler.
He's so much cooler. I'm so jealous.
You know, you went to Paris?
I did go to Paris. It was fun.
And New York.
Yeah.
And Italy.
You know he did that?
He did that.
Wait, speaking of that, like, speaking... Speaking of that, so, like, what have you been up to now? Like, what do you... Anything exciting in the works?
I've been modeling a lot or trying to get back into it. I'd done a few photo shoots, but just trying to get back into that space. Cause when I was like doing like all that boxing stuff, like I didn't have time to do anything. Right. I couldn't do like any photo shoots or anything. Cause like, especially when you're doing like magazine covers and stuff like that, that takes like 12 hours out of your day. So like I could not do that during like the boxing and stuff because I would have had to do it like when I didn't have boxing day and I only had like 2 days of rest and I wanted to like keep those times myself. Yeah. But I mean, lately I've been trying to just work on everything. Like I'm trying to stream more. My PC like blew up.
How did it blow up?
It's just like, something's wrong with it. I need to figure out what it is. But in the meantime, I want to set up like a dual PC setup. Mm-hmm. So I got another PC on the way anyways, just because I want, you know, the dual PC setup. Yeah. But until... Even when that gets here, I'm still going to have to figure out, like, what's going on with the PC that I have right now. Because every time I load up a game, it's like, graphics driver crashed.
Oh, that's...
Like, whenever I... Only when I stream, though. So, like, I'll start up a stream and be like, all right.
How long have you been using that PC for, though?
Not long at all. Like, I literally just swapped out, like, basically all the parts. Like,
I think it's best if you get a new one, to be honest.
Wait, both of y'all stream, though. Like, so, what's that like? Because... Me I love you wanted to get into that, but I suck at gaming.
I think
so. Like, well, there's the catch.
Do you like scream a lot on your streams? Like, do you bang your fist on your desk at all?
That's why we're different.
Okay. Dude, yeah.
Okay.
I get so like this bitch
screams. I've seen like edits of him. Like, I've seen like I get like edits of you like on my For You page of you like, but I've never seen like the banging ones.
Dude, like, there's times where I'll whiff a shot or something like that. Like, I'll completely like miss the enemy, and I'll like stand up hella fast. Like slam open my like screen door and just walk outside and just stare into the dark.
That's called for, like, white rage.
A whole minute.
That's what that is.
You know what?
It's built.
What's your thing when you Twitch stream?
I guess it's
because you do
so,
like the chats, right?
Mm-hmm. I do chats and I do like just like I guess interactive stuff because I hate playing games because my focus is in the game and I won't talk. Like I would not speak to you. I'll be like just too focused. But yeah, mine are just like hanging out with friends or like just casual.
Okay.
I do like events though. Like I kind of like build, like I kind of like build it up to it, and then do that. I can't like day to day like Valorant and shit. I started playing Valorant though.
You get your rank yet?
I thought that was like a tease. I thought y'all played
together.
I'm almost
level 20, so I'm getting there.
Okay. Okay.
I'm at 17 now.
Okay. All right.
My main is Reyna, and she's so fire. Okay. Who's your main?
I play like Jett, Reyna, Sova.
Jett is insane.
Jett's so fun. That's how you climb out of like low ranks though.
Just
insta-lock Jett and just fly in there.
It's insane. And also, their guys there are so fucking mean.
Oh, yeah. No, 100%.
Like in the lobbies?
Valorant probably has like the most toxic community on the planet.
Oh my God, so misogynistic.
It's crazy.
They told me this guy was like, hey, anybody got a mic? I go, hey, like I have a mic. He goes, shut the fuck up. I was like, you must have had a mic. And then, y'all know I just started.
Yeah.
trying my fucking hardest to like spike the spike. And he goes, Reyna, if you're going to use Reyna, why the fuck are you just camping? Do shit. And I go, sir, go touch some fucking grass. We all started, you know, playing this game, not pros. What the fuck is wrong with you? They just booed me out of the game. So I left and now I'm banned. I was like, what is, you know, like when you leave the game, mm-hmm. you can't play for like an hour. Mm-hmm. I couldn't play for an hour.
Yeah. I've raged off of the game so many times.
It's so mean. Oh my
and
God.
Dude, the reason that I'm such a low rank right now is because I have like a terrible habit of like, I keep playing like competitive matches no matter what. And my PC like kept crashing like probably five times during the same game. But I kept queuing up other games after that.
Yeah.
So I'd keep crashing. I'd play like five games in a row with my PC just keep crashing. Like, I'm just like.
You can't play for hours, huh?
One time I wasn't able to play for like 2 days.
They can do that?
Yeah.
Shouldn't that be illegal?
They can ban you for like a month. I'm pretty sure. Wait, or something like crazy.
That
should
be, I spent too much money on that. I bought so many skins.
So did I. Trust. It's a bad addiction.
So for someone starting out, because like I kind of want to start Twitch streaming because I think it would be really fun. It's like something I've never done before.
No, it's hella fun.
But like I suck at gaming. But like,
dude, all you have to do is just fucking so be interactive.
I want to do a mix. Like I wanted to like do some kind of gaming stuff, but it'd be funny because I suck. So like I could do like Fortnite because it's just like easy to watch, easy to follow.
Yeah.
And then like
Fortnite's
the
hard.
Events. Like any tips?
I'd cook you in Fortnite though.
Probably. I suck at Fortnite. Wait,
yeah,
that
I was
the
hoping
you
give me a battle.
No. There's no battle here. I suck at Fortnite. It's just fun.
I don't know how those kids be building like that.
Like I'm kind of nice at FIFA, but like I've never played against like I play against online just like random kids, and like I'm in like Division 2 right now, working my way up.
Whatever that means, I hope you're happy with it.
It's fun. It's fun. I like
I don't
it.
Know what that means.
But I don't think FIFA's the most fun to watch. I don't think people
yeah,
want to watch me watch
FIFA.
I can't like Fortnite
I
would be
FIFA's
fun.
FIFA's more like a YouTube, like post like clips of FIFA on
yeah,
YouTube.
Yeah, no, I'm not that good. I don't really get like clips. I just play very fundamental, like passing and stuff.
Nice. So you're a cancer.
Nice. Yeah.
Let's get into the world. I've been playing around with
you. Y'all
for the
are both
past.
Cancers.
Yeah, I've been literally this entire wow. time, I've been keeping it cool because okay. I didn't want to bring down the real heat.
Okay.
Let's get into it.
Okay. Wait, so cancers eat each other up?
No, we get along very, very.
Oh, why were you? What were you holding in?
I know.
See, when he clears his throat, I clear mine.
Yeah, we're like jointed.
Okay.
So when I shit, he shits.
Mm-hmm. Remember that one time? Can you not shit like in the middle of the night? Because I just shit my bed like last night.
I'm lactose intolerant. I had cheese last night.
Okay, that's fine.
My bad. What are your red flags, Vincent?
What are my red flags?
Look me in the eyes when you say them. Be honest.
Like, what are mine?
What are your red flags? Oh, you can't look me in the eyes. That's one of them.
No, I'm trying to think before I say it to you and look you in the eyes.
Okay. Then I'll close my eyes until you tell me.
Probably that I'm like trying to like think of things.
You know what they
but
are.
But like I like don't know how to say it. I guess because I like play video games so much and I'm like doing my own thing all the time that I'm like might not be as attentive as people want me to be.
So you're kind of like you're bad at communication in a sense?
Yeah.
He just said, you know what they are. As in like, do you have some in mind? For
I do. I totally have
okay.
I feel like
some.
You overthink.
No. Oh, yeah. No, 100%.
So
yeah.
much.
I just can't think of it. Like when somebody asks me on the spot, like, it's well, like asking me like right what my there. Favorite artist is, you know? I don't know. Right off the spot. So, if I like took some time to think, yeah.
Do you think you overthinking is a problem is why you can't talk to girls?
It's honestly not that I can't talk to girls. It's that I can't like take people seriously. You know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you mean.
Overthinking
can be oh my god.
Thing.
It can be a good thing and it can be a bad thing.
No, but yeah.
Oh my god, I've never actually heard someone say it and it makes sense to me because I know exactly what you mean. Cause yeah. same. Because if you're flirting with me, I'm just like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
bitch.
No. Like I'm
like
kill
yourself.
If I go to like a party and there's a girl flirting with me, I'm like, you're so crazy. And then I'm like, all right, I'm leaving. Like I just leave.
But like, come on, you're know. Such a I feel like you're super smart. I know you're super smart. So if a girl's flirting with you, why can't you just be like, add me on Snapchat? What do guys say? Like, how do y'all flirt back with it?
I'm not going to ask a girl for a Snapchat.
I don't know how men flirt.
Oh, I learned just like through like embarrassment in like high school. When I like asked a girl for a Snapchat, when I was still in high school, I asked this girl that I like met at like a party and she was like in college or whatever. And I was like, get your Snapchat. And she was like, what?
No one uses Snapchat.
I was like,
she's like, what are we gonna do? Streaks?
I was like, fuck.
So, have you ever asked somebody, like a girl's for her number before?
No,
like,
yeah, I have.
Numbers are different, yeah.
No, I have. I've asked people for like their numbers and stuff, but I'm like,
it'll be like I'll text for like a day and then like they just keep it like they'll invite me over to their house. I'm like, okay, it's kind of boring.
You want to go on a date? You want
to
go on
like I just want to like hang out with them first. Like I'll go over to their house and all of a sudden they're like, I'm butt ass naked right now. One time I walked into somebody's like house and they were butt ass naked when they opened the door.
I literally just thought of you going to the bathroom and her just laid out like
just like a starfish.
This pussy ain't gonna eat itself. I could just fully see it. Oh my god.
No, I butt ass walked out on a person. Like walked out of somebody's house.
And they've been butt ass naked?
Yeah.
I would love to have a GoPro just on the forehead of your fucking head and just see what you go through. Because I bet you it's dark.
Well, I don't go through it too much because I don't like to go out. So.
Okay, that's good.
You know, I barely ever go out. I used to. I had my little phases.
Same. I just got out of mine.
Just?
Like 2 weeks ago. I've stayed in my house and played Valorant for the past 2 weeks.
See, that's how it starts.
It's so fun.
That's how it starts.
And then I'm like online. And
then you find yourself in crippling depression.
Wait.
Yeah.
You need a therapist, bitch.
You're going to need one in another week. Trust me.
Did you just self-diagnose me? Hold on. Yeah. Wait, no, seriously, though. Okay, I've followed you for such a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, I feel like I'm super good at interviewing. I feel like Zach King, bitch. Or what is it Zach saying? I followed you for such a long time, mm-hmm. and you're so talented at, like, a lot of things. Like, I know you can make music. You can do gaming. You can fight. You're athletic.
Edit.
And you can edit. And you're smart. So are you just tight? Are you kind of like trying to figure out where you want to go with all that, or are you just trying to do everything at once?
Yeah, and I'm just trying to like, because I tried to do everything at once, like when I first came out here, and I was like, I want to do all these different things, but you kind of have to like
focus on
set one. Some priorities higher than others, mm-hmm. because as much as I want to do these certain things, like there's things that I want to do more than others, so I have to focus on that and give that more time than I give, you know, like editing more time or like, yeah. you know, stuff like that.
Same.
So I'm kind of just like on the route of like deciding like which way to go and what I want to focus on the most. Like right now I'm focusing on like modeling and gaming the most. So
that's cool.
Well, before we continue our conversation, really want to dive back into it. But first, let's go to an ad break.
In 10 days, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
What's your favorite candy?
Let me rephrase that.
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
What's both of your favorite candy? Let me include you. I feel so bad.
Yeah.
No, I've been saying that.
Everything
y'all have been saying is just a different world to me. I love learning about it, though.
He's so great.
What is soaking it all? What are both of your favorite candies?
You go first, Noah.
Yeah, no, take the stand.
Take the stand.
You got it.
Lately, I've had a craving and like sweet tooth for this specific candy that like they don't sell anymore, but they have like knockoff versions. It's like this Mike and Ike Sour Edition. They're called Zowers. And they used to sell them in like movie theaters, and they don't anymore.
I know what you're talking about.
Zowers. It was like a yellow box, and like they had like these little guys on the top. One had like big eyes.
Sour candies are really your favorite? Like sour candies like that?
Were we talking chocolate?
That's making my mouth water.
Right?
Okay, wait.
Oh my God. What's your favorite candy?
I grew up on Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Oh, okay.
Those are so good.
Those have always been my favorite.
Oh my God. And then there's
Are you a fan of like the pieces that they did?
That's like an on and off relationship for me.
It doesn't hit the same.
It doesn't hit the same because you have like the whole bite of the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. It's like that.
And like you can try to substitute.
What's the bites? What are you talking
about? No, Reese's Pieces. You know, like the M&M size ones?
The M&M, like, Reese's Pieces? You've never seen those?
They have those?
You need to go out. You need to...
Maybe you should stop playing Valorant.
Get off the...
I think it's weird that two white men...
Here we go.
...are telling me that I need to do shit.
What's your favorite candy?
I like anything with nuts.
Figured.
I was about to drag you to the mud, bitch. So what's up with you in that roof? Why are you always on the top of the roof at the hype house?
Bro, because I'm like, I want to feel like cool as fuck. Like, have you tried standing on your roof with a sword in your hand?
My mom would beat my ass.
Okay, well, My mom would probably beat my ass if she was there, but she's not.
Okay, so. True. But like,
once I go back to Seattle, every time she just slaps me in the face really hard.
Speaking of like your mom, like what does she think about your tattoos?
What do you mean?
No, like what do you mean?
What do you mean? Like speaking of my mom? Like, why wasn't it like, that way?
That? Like just
what? No, that was
fucked up. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. You know how he tattoos? You know how he feels about his mother. Don't change the subject. Apologize.
I love mothers. I love my mom as well. What is that supposed to mean?
Vinny's getting angry. Vinny angry. Don't. He's gonna pull out the samurai sword. You better stop.
Answering your question though.
The tattoos. What does she think about?
She wanted to beat the fuck out of me when I got my hands tatted. Mm-hmm. Like she was already like, she was telling me to like slow down. Like every time I posted. What was your first
tattoo? It's
I have a creation of Adam hands.
Yeah.
Right here. That was my first one. But she saw my hands get tatted. She wanted to beat the living shit out of me.
Why? Like
she
was the so hands? Pissed.
Because it's like visible, no matter if I'm wearing like like you can't like see like this
right.
if I'm wearing a long sleeve, but like you can see my hands.
I feel like the hand tattoos are the coolest though.
I really like the hand tattoos. Like they just like I think they look so sick. I just love.
You should get a neck.
My mom would actually like stab me in the throat. Like there was literally like a clip in my YouTube video. She took my vlog camera and was like, if you ever get a tattoo on your neck, and she stared in the vlog camera and went like this and went. Ooh. I'm scared of that, you know. Yeah, like I ain't fucking too, with that.
Don't get no neck tattoos.
So face
tattoos. So going straight to the face. Like actually in my eye.
I could see that. It's like
it's gonna be a dollar sign.
Do you have tattoos? You don't.
I have.
No, you do.
You do.
These two.
I have an Akatsuki these club. Two?
This one, and the neck.
Yeah, get it.
Yeah, you better watch out.
I'm watching.
Larry Hacker coming through.
Why did I never know
Larry
you
programmer
had that many?
Yeah.
Oh.
What'd you say?
I didn't know you had that many.
Yeah. Where's the craziest that? Place you have a tattoo?
On my tip.
Can I see? You had to go there. See, this is why I don't like to like ask
just
you questions.
I just thought it'd be funny. You know, I thought it'd be like a crack a joke, who's like people been would laugh.
So much. You can't say
are you gonna add a laugh track? So
yeah.
It sounds like
yeah, well, I'd laugh if I want to.
No, I don't think I have like a tattoo in like a crazy ass place. I mean, the one that hurt the most is definitely like the one on my V line because it's all like shaded in. Like it was like literally my tattoo artist. It felt like she was like stabbing me and just rubbing it back and forth on my.
What about this with the spider one?
That didn't hurt. It felt weird, but it didn't hurt.
What about your wings?
Those didn't hurt either.
How do I know all your
tattoos?
They
were just really annoying.
I've seen you shirtless too many times.
I'm pretty sure a lot of people have seen me shirtless.
Let's put on a shirt. Come on, buddy.
No.
I'll buy you one.
I'm not wearing a shirt right now. This is just an illusion. It's like a genjutsu.
Are you Itachi?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's me.
Why am I actually looking like it's actually a genjutsu?
Because you won't know if it is or not.
I don't get any of these references. I'm so like.
Basically, he just called you a dumb bitch.
Yeah.
He called me that?
Mm-hmm.
No, but I didn't.
Okay, good.
It's just it's just in his mind because I'm.
He's genjutsuing me.
You guys both like anime.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen what is it? Death Note.
Yes.
Have you finished it?
Yes.
When did you watch it last? Was this like a long time ago?
I finished it a while ago.
I just started. I just finished it.
It's really good.
Shit's crazy.
Yeah, I love it. It's one of my favorites.
I almost busted watching it. Like, no, like, busted crying, because it was so sad.
Yeah. No, I busted watching it.
You busted watching it, too?
Yeah, all over the TV.
I thought I was alone. Same. Everywhere.
Everywhere. Ceiling.
Oh, you busted on the ceiling?
Yeah.
Mine's hit my cat eye. It was crazy. We're talking about tears, Noah.
I understand.
Tears. Oh, my God.
Why would you cry your cat like that?
Because my cat's like my emotional support animal. Who are your closest friends? I feel like your circle's super small.
There's hair in there.
I'm talking.
There's quite a few.
I have quite a few.
I'm fucking talking to you, Vinny.
I mean, probably everybody at the house. Thomas, Mia, Tabitha.
You have like, I see you with the same.
Jet.
Yeah, I see you with the
Jet,
same.
Jet, Eamon, DJ, Liza.
Goddamn.
Why am I forgetting somebody? Eamon, who am I forgetting?
Jack.
What the fuck did I was literally out with him last night.
Yeah, y'all hang out a lot.
And I hang out with him like every day. No, Jack is like, it's really weird. Jack and I will just like go in each other's rooms and just sit there in silence for like an hour and then start hanging out. Like I'll walk into his room, just be on my phone,
and then I'll look up at him, and then we'll start like actually hanging out.
Yeah, you want to do something?
Yeah, he's like, you want to go do something right now?
Those are like the best.
That's a good friendship. Yeah, when you can do nothing together, and it still feels like
that's good.
Wait, speaking of like, totally forgot you were like in the Hype House and everything. Like, that's crazy. How was like? Y'all did that together. How was the show?
It
was
great. It's kind of it's been a while.
I had a great time.
It was not
no,
a great time.
No,
for
we
me.
Know you had a great time.
I like
it wasn't a good experience for you.
I think it was just too much going on
Talk
at once.
Shit, Fran.
Like yeah. I feel shit. Like if I did it again, it would be fine, and I wouldn't have such ill intent towards it. But I was just doing so much. I was streaming, boxing, and doing that. Like I came home one day, and I was like, "Okay, I'm gonna go take a shower, and then I'll come down and do the show." And they're like, "No, you're not taking a shower."
Who told you no?
I don't know. I think it was.
Was it like the crew?
The producers,
I don't know.
Probably.
Yeah. I would have laughed in the face and then shit on the floor and then went take a shower. Personally,
I should have shit on their shoes.
You should have. You should have pissed.
No,
on
I
them.
Think. I think it was honestly like.
Did you watch it when it came out?
Fuck no.
You didn't.
Nope. I watched maybe like an episode and I was like, I do not want to see myself on here. I saw myself say one cringy thing and I was like, no.
I feel like if we knew, I feel like if we kind of like redid it, we would know what to do better. Just because I felt like it was so new to both of us.
100%.
It was so good.
We were so
I didn't
awkward.
Know, yeah, I didn't know what the fuck to do. I was.
I tried to do. You don't know how many times I tried to like. I tried to have them let me do like an office pan where I'd look over at the camera like this and it would pan in on my face, but they never put one in. I did like 500 of them. They never put one of them in. I'm pissed. I should put that in my contract next, you know?
At least
minimum, one.
Minimum five office pans.
Where it's just like me, and I go like this. Like people would be arguing. Like it would be people in the house like yelling at each other like brutally, and I just go like this. And just stare at like
That'd be like the comic relief.
Yeah.
They
need that.
What?
Why is he smiling at his phone like that?
I don't know.
The questions I wrote down when I was on my way here are so silly. Sorry.
Are they quirky?
They're so quirky.
Let's hear them.
Oh, let me hear it.
I go, ask him what's up with them damn cars.
Big car guy.
Big car guy.
You're a big
what's
car guy.
What's up with them damn cars?
What do you mean?
I'm just mad the way I question it. Like, ask him, like, reminding myself.
What are you a big Supra guy, or what is the car that you drive? Like,
do you say Supra or Super?
Supra.
Supra.
Am I
mean,
I
like,
that
you're
right?
In the right category.
Okay.
So that's like JDM.
It's like a
I love
Subaru.
JDM cars. You're in the right category.
Okay.
Are they called Subarus? Your cars?
No.
Are they? What are they? You look at me like you want to
I have
to
a Mazda and two Nissans.
I got a Nissan.
Are they all functional?
If I want them. If I have the desire for them to be functional, they will be.
Okay. What does that mean? Like, are they just
so
broken
like if
right
I
now?
If I were to work on them, like, enough to, like, get that. Okay, so basically, the R32, its wheels are off right now. I need to get registered. I could go get it registered, like, in a week, within a week, and the car would drive fine. The Celady, I just need to go pick up the turbo and put it in.
Need the turbo.
Need the turbo.
Need the turbo.
Need the turbo.
Yeah, I need the turbo.
FD's working fine. Well, I mean,
FD.
The hangers for the exhaust fell off. I actually just snapped off today, so I need to swap that out.
That's not good. Can it still drive?
Yeah, no, it can still drive. It's just like the hanger is scraping on the floor.
Wait, so how is...
Honestly, how are y'all doing?
How's the...
What the fuck is going on here? It's like crazy.
So how do you go about this? Like, how do you go about like just getting a car like that? Like,
Larry's a bitch.
That's true.
Benny doesn't wipe his ass.
So like the car...
Like shit. I don't wipe my ass because it's a... I hate wiping my ass. We know. I can smell Larry wipes his ass with his fingers and eats it. Who told you that? You.
Sorry, what did you say? I'm kind of intrigued. Like, I'm not a huge... I guess I just never grew up with anyone around me that was, like, a car guy. But, like, it is interesting. So, like, do you buy these cars, like, broken and you fix them? Or?
No. I mean, like, some people do that. Like, they'll buy, like, a salvage title car and, like, use it on the track.
Right.
Because they'll put it together, they'll get it for a low price and, you know, fix it, put it on the track. Duh. But, like, the cars that I have appreciate in value over time. So it's like I bought one of my cars for $33,000 and then, like, I see some of it going on the market for, like, $50,000 to $60,000.
No way.
Yeah, and I bought it, like, a year ago. So
investments. That's good because some cars, most cars depreciate.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good. Damn, you one of your cars, which one was $33,000?
The yellow one, the FD.
No way. It's a good car?
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, you like it?
Yeah, it's cool. It's a lot of maintenance.
How much is your car? It's pretty pricey, yeah?
I actually take the bus. I walk.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
How much was it? Shut the fuck up.
Okay.
Fuck. I haven't played Valorant in so long that it's just like
I told myself not to do that.
I just have to do that every now and again.
I don't know. I feel attacked.
I'm sorry.
Anyways,
So crazy.
No, you're not crazy. You're just you're misunderstood.
I know.
You're just
I know.
You're a lost boy from Neverland. Noah, if he starts flinching or trying to jump at me, you better body slam that bitch. I'm not playing.
Yeah, you better.
I look this way.
What?
Vincent, you dirty dog. Okay, let's get into the real deal.
Okay.
If you can kill me, how would you do it?
If I could kill you?
Oh, this is interesting.
Wait, we'll come back to you. Let's start with
Wait, this. Interesting. Oh, okay, this kind of brought me up to something. Because speaking of Twitter.
Answer the question.
No one was talking about it, but I talked about it earlier.
Answer the question.
No, this is kind of relating to it, and I'll get back to it.
No.
Oh, here we go. Here, we're going to bridge off for a sec. So on Twitter, I came across something, and there was like, you know that tweet that I did? You know that TikTok that I did that was like something about like someone walking on a treadmill next to me? And like, what if I just tripped you and you just got sucked up in the machine and fucking died, LOL. They're funny, right? And then there was the other one of me like, what if we were cooking together and I just took this frying pan and hit you over the head? Like, what if I did one of those, you know?
Yeah.
And it was just like a joke, like genuinely, like a joke. Like, they're just funny because like, it's just funny. I saw on Twitter the other day, like people were like, you guys know that trend on TikTok where guys are like playing out these scenarios of dating girls and like, talking about ways they would like brutally kill them. Like, why is that okay? I saw that on Twitter and I was like, wait, that actually sounds bad. I didn't realize like that's what I was doing. Oh. And like, and then someone was like, didn't y'all think Noah Beck was hilarious for this? And they posted that. And then people were like, wait, yeah, that's actually really bad. Like, why would he ever say that? It's like, oh my God. Noah. Like, guys, I was like, Noah, don't.
Noah.
It was funny. And I was like, totally like. Like,
I like this picture.
Like, these aren't my, like, intrusive thoughts. Like, I'm not just thinking these things like, oh, my God, like, sure? What if? Like,
no, are you sure?
I think so.
Okay.
Like, and it's like, even if they are, I would never do it. It's just a joke. And then, so, yeah, speaking of how I would kill you.
Sure. How would you do it?
I don't know. I would get away with it.
Are you sure?
I think so.
You sure
I think
that?
I've watched enough, like, crime stuff. Yeah. Not in like a weird way, just because I'm a consumer. Like,
for
you know,
sure.
You.
For sure.
Great
for
show.
Sure. For sure.
Some like crime
for
junkie
sure.
podcast.
Not for sure. How would you kill me, Vinny?
I don't know if I'd kill you. I think I'd like freeze you.
No, we talked about this block, before.
And I just like.
Y'all had this conversation?
Yes. Literally did.
Swellingly?
And that just triggered me. Oh my God, you said that exact same thing.
Yeah. I just freeze you. And like
Han
keep
Solo.
You isolated. And then one day, like, I die because, you know, I can't. You know, live forever, and you just wake up.
I feel
one
like
day,
you could,
kind of like Captain. Maybe we don't know that.
Program.
You know,
yourself.
I could be immortal, and like we could
no,
all be
continue.
Immortal,
I'm,
and we don't know until we die.
I'm intrigued.
Anyways,
so you're gonna freeze me like
freeze
an ice
you,
cube.
Right? And you're just gonna wake up one day, maybe a few hundred years later, right? When somebody finally releases you from your captivity.
Okay.
And there's gonna be people fighting with lasers, and that's how you die. Eventually, is you get shot in the head by a laser gun.
That he made.
So
that I made to kill you in the future.
I feel like you took shrooms before you came here.
No, I don't think I'd be able to make my way here if I took shrooms.
Oh.
I think I'd still be out in the park.
Y'all's perspective are so funny. I feel like we could like bring up conspiracy theories and it would just go crazy.
That was very into detail.
That's what I'm saying. Like, do you believe in aliens?
I am one.
Okay.
I
came down from up there.
Okay. Aliens.
Huh?
Aliens.
I believe in aliens, yes. Okay. Well, because how we're going to be the last people or the only
That's
people
what I'm
on
saying.
The planet.
I feel Come like on. You're Come delusional on. And naive mm. if you don't think there's other things out there. You know how big
yeah.
the galaxy is? The universe?
Yeah, so I do. Woke. I explored it.
You're so woke.
It's true.
Noah. You're so woke.
That's not even trying to be woke. Have you seen those videos? Like those like National Geographic videos or just like those like...
What about quantum immortality? You ever dug into that?
Can you elaborate?
A thing
this?
Or two?
I don't know if I'm like okay, I don't want to sound like stupid, but like from my understanding, I don't know if it's quantum immortality theory or whatever, but it was like basically a theory that you're immortal, and basically every time that you die or kill yourself, it's in like a different timeline, right? So like you die in that timeline,
okay,
but your will to keep living keeps like you're still living, right? And then once you finally accept that you're ready to die, that's when you actually die. I don't know if that's the quantum immortality theory or a different theory. I can't remember. But you just keep going until you're ready to die.
I'd rather believe in that than fucking aliens. It's way cooler.
Or you can believe in that and aliens.
That's too much.
You believe in a lot of things, I feel like.
Yeah, I do.
What if aliens were the ones that created it? They created quantum theory.
Now you're trying to give me like a brain.
It was funny because it kind of leads to like the simulation thing, how everyone thinks we're living in a simulation. It's kind of funny because it's like
Maxwell. Because we are.
Yeah, that's true. Maxwell and I were conversating about it, and it was just kind of funny about how he was like, he saw this TikTok of this girl, and she was like, this proves that we're in a simulation. The fact that like there are other people on this flight with me from like Iowa to like Arkansas, like the most random flight, like who else is flying from there, you know? Mm-hmm. It's just like, you know how like flights are like always packed?
So packed.
I hate this. Like the LA to New York, yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of people going from LA to New York. However, like
the... So you're saying like Wyoming to like,
yeah, Alabama, like who's going from...
Or Alabama like, to Wyoming.
Yeah, and you just don't know that.
That would make
them.
More sense. Maybe like New York to Wyoming.
Just the most random things. Like, am I like...
That would be weird.
You know, it's just like funny that there's like other people, like,
or imagine there's like
a bunch of NPCs, you know.
Imagine you're biking in Wyoming with a green shirt on and you see somebody else biking in Wyoming with a green shirt on.
Just odd.
Just weird.
Cloning. Duplicates.
I'm black.
Have you seen Free Guy?
Okay. Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Have you seen Free Guy?
No.
With Ryan Reynolds? Go out and do something. Like, actually, like, you haven't done anything.
You're such a bitch, Larry. Get it together!
This is my 13th reason why.
Can you start singing for us?
Yeah, what do you want me to sing you?
Never mind.
I was getting ready.
No.
It's probably death. We don't.
I'm good.
I can do poetry.
No, I'm good.
I want to hear a ballad. Try to sing some like Sam Smith.
I feel like this is y'all bullying me, and...
It's just really
I need,
good.
I need it to stop now.
I want
to
hear you sing.
Before I start getting defensive and hurting both of your feelings.
Oh yeah, when you get defensive, it's dangerous. You say some mean things when you're...
No, that was one time.
Out of your
don't
emotions.
Bring it up. Don't bring it up.
You say some mean
that
things.
That was one time. You want to talk about it?
There it is. I feel like so attacked. Like I
see,
because
you
thing.
Didn't have to bring that up. Why would you bring that up?
Because I didn't bring it up without any reason.
Are you Are you very? I feel like you're defensive.
Over what?
Everything.
That's a great question.
Kind of, yeah. I'd say I am. I get really pissed when people like talk shit about me. You know what
kind of aggravates me? I don't know if you get this, but like when fan pages like sometimes try to act like too buddy buddy with you, so they like make fun of you like a little bit too much. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like you see it, like they're like, "Shut up, pussy," and you're just like, "Dude."
Like you tweet something sad and they're like, "Shut the fuck up, dumb bitch."
Yeah. And you're just like, "Come on." Like, give me, like, 1 second.
And
then I'm like, come on, guys. Like, really?
100%.
But, and like, I mean, other than that, being defensive, like, not
I
really.
Feel like, no, but, like, because I've seen you, like, kind of defend yourself or, like, tweet stuff when shit happens to you. And I 100%, well, just because I think, like, you kind of sometimes, I agree that I feel like you should do what you do and like tweet how you feel, because
dude, that's
you get so much shit.
I feel like that's the biggest like thing is like when I first had like moved out here and like talked to crazy, they're like, bro, just like ignore it, it'll go away. I'm like, dude, like that's the worst advice you could give somebody, because if you don't like explain yourself, then people are just gonna like, they're never gonna let it go.
Yeah,
as long as you did nothing wrong, you're fine.
Yeah, I agree. So. I think I was one of those creators though.
I think you were.
I FaceTimed you and I was like, don't tweet anything. 20 minutes later, you tweeted something.
There's certain things that you can ignore, and there's certain things that you can't.
Yeah, I feel like if people are accusing you and like they're like serious and you genuinely didn't do it, like there's situational, but if people are going to like try to cancel you for something so stupid, it's like not even worth it, because it's just like, let them talk.
Yeah, 100%.
At the end of the day, it's not going to get any farther than Twitter. And like,
I am a firm believer of defending yourself, just because that's how I grew up. But, I mean, it's really hard when you...
But it comes to a point where you can't give it attention.
Yeah.
I remember one time when I came to your house and you were trying so hard to make me uncomfortable, but you just couldn't.
Well, duh.
Elaborate, because they're going to think I'm, like, trying to grip your thigh.
Okay, not like that. Not like that. You were trying to, like, ask me stuff that you thought would, like, get on my nerves. like about like girls.
Oh,
and,
like, okay, yeah.
And just like about my personal life, and I just answer like everything honestly.
I thought you were gonna like shrivel up, but no, you ate me alive, to be honest. No, do the outro. You got it, buddy. Yeah. You got it.
Thank you guys so much for watching this episode of Put a Sock in It Pod or listening. Make sure you rate this 5 stars on Apple Pod. Subscribe on YouTube. Make sure to comment. What should they comment? That? Probably.
You guys hear that?
The
rustling of the shirt.
Okay. Noah's shoulder ASMR. and yeah, give it a big like. And make sure to check us out on all socials at Put a Sock in It Pod. Make sure to check Vinny out @TheHacker. And love you guys. See you guys next week.
Bye. How did you do that? I cannot do that.